Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And I just think this morning, Father God, of how you said you loved the world, and therefore you gave your Son, so you sent your Son so we can believe and be set free. And I thank you, Father God, that you loved us and you loved the world, and it's all that you made. You made this world for us, for yourself and for us, and you made us for yourself. And so, Father God, we just thank you. We thank you that this are thinking about a lot of some of the religions out there, you know, many of them hate the world and many of them hate the unbelievers or people out there. But thank you, Lord, you are love because you've made all these things. And so you've just got the perfect answer, love, got the faith for this world and for all mankind. So we thank you, Lord, as this word speaks, it shares here, Lord, that we have affections, Father God. We love the people out there. And the main thing is we want to bring them into this amazing love that we've experienced, Lord, because bottom line, you called us, you've drawn us, and you are leading us and inspiring us. And we know this is life and life in abundance. And we know that the devil out there comes to lie, steal, kill, and destroy. So thank you, Father God, that we can be lights in the darkness, rivers in the desert, answers for the problem, Lord, as you have worked and are working in our lives, Father God. So thank you for this word, encouraging mankind, children that can be blinded and torn by the devil. Thank you, Lord, that we can help them into this wonderful life we found. And we thank you, Lord, we realize it's because you've discipled us. We've got something to give to this world. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 2 Corinthians 6 from verse 12 to 15. There are no limits to the affection that we feel for you. You are the ones who placed boundaries on your affection for us. But as a fair trade, I'm talking to you like you are children. Open your hearts wide too. Don't be tied up as equal partners with people who don't believe. What does righteousness share with that which is outside the law? What relationship does light have with darkness? What harmony does Christ have with Satan? What does a believer have in common with someone who doesn't believe?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This was very much a scripture that myself and Karina, founders of El Petra, perceived, you know. We had realized just as we were, once the Lord knocked on our heart, he called us out. I knew, and Karina knew, we need to get out of the fellowship, what we thought was life and good things. And we need to draw close to sincere believers, just like the Shulamite in Songs of Solomon. She says, where do you feed? Where does your goodness come? Bottom line, that's what she say. And then the king there, which is symbolic of the Lord, she says, Anette, look to the shepherds, look to the sheep that follow them. So there's true shepherds and true sheep, and it's so important we do get involved with shepherds that know their God. And yeah, so we can come out into and be encouraged into fellowship with this mighty God. Our fellowship was with the Father and Son, so that we can come out of religion, come out of worldly things into the spiritual reality of relationship and obedience and the destiny that has been set out for us. And so it was important, yeah, that happened with me. Once I got born again, God led me. I knew it was him. And that's so important. We need to know God is leading us. And then we slot in there where he leads us and learn the necessary things. And then as he leads us out as well, we always got to listen. Sometimes we can get trapped in the comfort, but we need to stay flowing with the Lord. Amen. A river makes glad the city of God, not a dam. So that was the basis, that to get people away out of their environments and in a place where we could lay out the beautiful requirements so that they can experience God, fellowship with him in the morning, walk conscious of him in the day, learn to run to him and not from him. And this is what El Petra was all about for 14 years. When we ran that ministry. And it's El Petra is based on El is God and Petra is rock. So it's based on he who hears my word and does it is like a wise man who builds his house on a rock. So that's the encouragement, guys. We there to experience our God and then share him out there in the world. The scripture about children, yeah, I just want to go to it in 1 John chapter 2. It speaks about children. Your sins are forgiven for his name's sake. So the children we see here is people that don't know their sins has been taken away. And if they don't know their sins have been taken away, how that would also not know that there is better answers and life in abundance be made available. And that's then the next one. He says, I write this to children. And then he speaks about sons. The word of God abides in you and you have overcome the wicked one. Can you see that is someone that is understanding, is moving from being a child now, that because he understands his sins has been taken away once and for all, from as far as the east is from the west. And then he's a son and he's now a young man. And he sees when he takes hold of the Lord's word, he overcomes. And then it goes on to, and it says, fathers, you know him who is from the beginning. And that word know, they've been aware of, able to speak about and experience. So that not all children and not all young men and young women and not all fathers and mothers know these things. So this is not a natural explanation here. This is spiritual realities that are available in the kingdom. And so that's what we've walked that walk and we are walking that walk. There's some things that we are still children about, but that's why we, at the right time, God will show us as his young children. He leads us into strength. He leads us into fatherhood. He leads us into sonship. So be blessed, guys. You've been called for a time such as this. Stay close to your God and then make disciples. You need to be a disciple. It's disciples that got these truths, and Jesus so rejoiced. He says, the wise people out there in the world, they don't know this, but praise God, you have got understanding. You are waking up. You are seeing what you need to see. And that's the heart of God for each and every one of us. Arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.